We're cooking up some recipes, gonna give them a spin. If you're messing with top rope chefs, you can never win. Woo! We'll be leaving you in the kitchen, wishing you were beaten, battered, and fried. And we'll be cooking up some main dishes, desserts, and yummy things on the side. Can you take the heat? 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 Can you take the heat?
Top Rope Chef.
Welcome to Top Rope Chef. It's Simmery out there, folks. Get your water, get your pots, get your ingredients, and bring it to a boil, and turn it down and let it sit. My name is Bradley Jones. With me is always Jacqueline Maynard.
These intros are phenomenal.
Maybe we should always record at night. And while I'm
Yeah. Yes.
Main dish time, Jacqueline.
Main dish.
Main simmer.
Dish.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, boy. Indeed.
I made so much of this, and I only did half the recipe.
Oh, my God. Okay. Tell me about it.
Let's go into it.
I don't want to talk about mine yet.
Let's just go into it. Come on. What are we here for? If people want to talk about food, let's talk about chicken lentil soup.
Oh. Interesting. Soup is back on the menu.
Soup is back on the menu, boys. Got me a Dutch oven over Christmas. Finally was using it. This is a perfect recipe to use it in. I sautéed onions. I sautéed carrots. That's all the vegetables I sautéed. And then I put in some raw chicken. I put in, let me get into it. I pare this recipe down. A quarter pound of chicken breast. The whole recipe counted for a pound of it. I'm not making a pound of chicken.
No.
Half a bag of lentils.
So weird. Measurement.
Six carriers, right? I think it's a cup.
Bag.
One cup of lentils. I think there's two cups in it.
Okay.
Six cups of water, three bouillon cubes of chicken. What are my spices in here? Oh, dill at the end. Don't tell you that yet, Brad. You're spoiling this secret.
Ah!
Why is the recipe all the way done? So many ads before this. Three bay leaves, one teaspoon of cumin, that's not right, I added a lot more cumin. One tablespoon salt, not right, added a lot more salt. One teaspoon ground black pepper, not right, added a lot more black pepper. saute all the vegetables, the carrot and the onion in oil, add in the chicken breast, the lentils, the bay, add everything but the dill, six cups water, three bouillon cubes, and when it's all done, add the dill at the end. A delicious lentil chicken soup.
Wonderful.
Simmered for 40 minutes.
That sounds gorgeous. That sounds like a gorgeous soup.
It was good, but it needed spices galore.
Did it? Okay.
From this recipe, I'm like, this is the blandest freaking thing. I'm not putting but a teaspoon of pepper in a...
When you said teaspoon, I heard tablespoon. Yeah.
And that still seems low.
It does. Honestly, it does.
Who's... Are you grinding your pepper into a container, Jacqueline? Like a tablespoon or teaspoon? Or are you going right into your thing? I'm going
right into the bowl.
Yeah.
And you get an even coverage. Then you stir it, and then you see if it needs more.
Right. And I have no way to judge how much pepper is in there. I just know what I like to see.
Yeah. Yeah. Cook by sight.
I also zested the lemon also into this, which I think helped quite a bit.
Yeah, lemon in lentil soup does something magical. There's some sort of magical combination I don't fully understand, but I don't need to. Because
Lemon has saved my keister on this last recipe and this recipe both times. I was glad I bought that lemon.
So I was listening to an episode of Splendid Table, and they had somebody on, and they were talking about, I mean, they were heavily like on the lemon side but they were saying that like if you're not adding lemon to your recipes, you're doing it wrong. They just always add it, and I tell you what, so far they've not been wrong.
Yeah. Lemon's never ruined a dish.
No.
Like what are you talking about?
No, it's always just makes it like a little brighter and more cheerful, and hey, it's sunny out. That's what it really good. So what would you rate yours? Yeah.
Three.
All right.
It made a lot. It's a little bland. It's really basic. Lentils are delicious, but I only want to eat like a bowl, and then I've got like so much leftovers.
Oh, I could eat lentil soup and have like a week long at a time.
I still have some. I got to get through it this week.
Mail it on up. Send it up.
Freeze it and mail it.
Nope. Send it loose.
Send it loose. That's the catchphrase.
Yeah. Oh, God.
I was going to fill an envelope with it. Yeah. Tape it down. You figure it out, mail system.
You're on notice.
No.
USPS.
What did you make for your main dish? Or you want to keep talking about my thing?
No, I was just going to tell you that I also made something really bland.
Oh, here we go.
Make any sense. Yeah, here we go. I made a white wine sauce to have over chicken and pasta.
Sounds like a good start.
Yeah, I had a lot of cooking wine at home, so I just used it. So it called for, again, 2 teaspoons of garlic, which is was like a heaping tablespoon is what I put in. So a lot more. Mm-hmm. 1/4 cup of olive oil, 5 tablespoons of butter, 1/2 teaspoon of crushed red pepper, which, again, ooh, way more than 1/2 teaspoon. 1 teaspoon of salt, 1/2 teaspoon of ground pepper, 1/2 cup of white wine. And you just simmer that for a while.
Making a delicious sauce?
Yeah, so you do the garlic and olive oil and spices first. You simmer that, and then you put all the other stuff in and let it simmer till it's like saucy consistency, and then you put it over pasta. And I put it over, it was pasta, asparagus, and I put chicken on there too. But it tasted like nothing. Oh, I'm sorry. And then you top it with Parmesan. I forgot that part. But even with all that stuff, it tasted like nothing. Like, I took 2 bites of it. And it tasted like nothing. I couldn't believe it.
Is it our taste buds? Is it the spices that we're using? Are they doing something to the spices in the store to dumb them down?
Inflation. Inflation hits everything. So you never know. But I also didn't put lemon. I didn't put lemon in. I feel like there was just too much fat in this recipe. Like, the ratio was off.
A lot of butter, yeah. No,
a lot
cream
of butter,
either.
A lot of oil.
What Alfredo uses cream, I think.
Yeah, and I almost made an Alfredo, but I was like, no, try something new, Jacqueline. No, never again.
Yeah, and when you're using that much butter and you're not making something you want to eat, and there's no like worse thing in life than eating something that's unhealthy or it's unhealthy and tastes bad. It's like double whammy.
it was a double whammy disappointment. Yeah. It wasn't even like bad. Like, bad would have been like a more fun story to talk about. Like, look what you did again, Jacqueline. But no, it was just bland. Bland is,
Kind of noodles?
Is a disappointment.
What kind of noodles did you use?
The wrong noodles. Mm. So that was on me. Aldi stopped carrying the like gluten-free like spaghetti noodles that they had at one point, and I just had the fusilli, which is for a much heavier sauce, mm-hmm, like the spirally one, so it's supposed to hold on to sauce. But this was so like thin, even though it simmered for a while, it was still pretty quite thin. There's no like thickening thing in it, so yeah.
I mean, I wish I could just make a delicious pasta sauce with like simple ingredients.
Yeah.
That's like my dream.
Yeah. I know, right? I work with someone who's their partner is Italian, so just like their quick night things are like things I aspire to make, right? Like the pasta that they just make pasta and just like make it just so delicious and amazing, and like struggling with a wine sauce.
Yeah, pasta, butter, and cheese is like delicious, and it's like you don't have to think about it, but then when you want something special, it ends up backfiring.
Yeah. That's what I used to make as a kid. Yeah, yeah. It was the butter and noodles and like the Parmesan shake, like the yeah, should have just done that. Mm-hmm. I might do that. Might give that a try. Again.
Yeah, just add more cheese, it'll fix it. Just turn anything into macaroni and cheese and it's gonna be better.
That's very true. I think next time I would just make Alfredo sauce and put wine in it and call that a white wine sauce, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
how do we get it to be delicious and that perfect sort of creamy, yummy sauce that in my head exists? How do we get there?
Cream and a roux, probably. You know, like
flour,
a buttery
flour. I don't know.
That's what I learned from a chef, that's how that's a mother sauce.
Oh.
That wasn't the mother sauce. Maybe I didn't learn so much, but he was talking about mother sauces and like if you can master something, you can make a whole bunch of things if you master like the basic part.
Sure.
And I feel like there was something with flour and butter was one of those, but maybe not.
Make a thickening something or another.
Yeah, and then like from there you can make mac and cheese, Alfredo, other things that are delicious. But yeah, I don't know. Maybe we need to go to culinary school.
Nah, we got this show. Let us know if you make a creamy sauce and what the recipe is. And do you like lentil soup? And what kind of stuff do you like adding to it? And do you simmer?
Do you simmer? How do you fix a bland recipe? That's what I want to know. Because sometimes they come bland out of nowhere. Yeah. TopRoadChef.com. See you there.